As the Central's Southern Humboldt hub, Garberville has been experiencing a crisis of closing businesses due to a collapse of the local economy. Meanwhile, the area's healthcare district is expanding. With a new hospital facility slated to open in 2029 and the opening of ancillary services underway, KMUN News spoke with Soham Health's Outreach Director and Development Director, Chelsea Brown, about the upcoming projects and the key role Soham Health plays in the remote area's healthcare district.
We operate the only hospital for a 100-mile stretch of Highway 101, so the next closest medical facilities like ours are in Fortuna to the north or Willits to the south. So our emergency department plays a large role in helping people if they've been in an accident or a tourist in the area and locals alike, so they don't have to travel as far to get to medical care.
Soham Health opened the Garberville Pharmacy in 2021 in the wake of the closure of Pharmacy Express, allowing residents access to medications they were forced to drive a minimum of 40 minutes north to receive. Soham Health is also looking to fill the need left when local optometrist Roy Baker retired.
We are actively working to recruit hopefully two more optometrists so that we can open an office down in Garberville. So we have purchased the former Hemp Connection building. We're going to be renovating that and getting it up to all the codes for a medical clinic. And we're working to recruit an optometrist. So that's one of our big hurdles right now. And so as soon as we do that, we should be able to start some optometry services in Garberville so people don't have to travel out of the area. We also purchased a mobile optometry unit, which some people may have seen. It's actually parked behind the pharmacy. Part of our plan is to be able to offer optometry in some of these outlying areas as well. So that's one of the big endeavors that we're doing. We're also trying to offer some mental health services, since that's something that's requested all the time. Many of the patients that come in for a primary care visit, up to 50% of them also are requesting to have some mental health therapy or just assistance with anxiety, depression. So we're really working on having somewhere to send those people so they have somewhere to go to get that kind of help. So some people might remember the hospital district had planned to open a new program called Senior Life Solutions. And it's a therapy program that's aimed specifically at seniors 65 and older, and it offers group therapy and individual therapy at our facility. So that program, we're pretty close to starting up again. It kind of started and then had to stop because of the pandemic. Now that should be starting in the next few months. We also have some licensed clinical social workers that we're hoping to bring onto our staff soon, so that we'll have some therapy for patients that aren't able to do the Senior Life Solutions program.
The expansion comes when the healthcare district is seeing an influx of patients from Northern Humboldt seeking patient care.
It seems to just be getting more and more difficult for people to find primary care in Northern Humboldt. So we're actually having an influx of people traveling down to Garberville to get primary care, which we're happy to accept anybody that needs primary care, but it is causing us to have to schedule out farther for new patients. So we are still accepting new patients, but we might not be able to get somebody in for a couple of months is what our current status is. And we're giving special priority to people who live in Southern Humboldt to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our local community.
Though the impetus for a new hospital campus was state seismic requirements slated to take effect in 2030, requirements that current legislation may ease and or extend, the new hospital will be a much needed improvement for the expanding needs of the district, Brown said.
Regardless of what happens on the legislative front, we're still moving forward with building our hospital in Garberville. So we have been working with the architect team. It's been about a year now. We started last April officially had like the kickoff meeting for the design phase. So we're making sure that the new facility is going to meet all of our needs and be affordable for, and will be ready open before the 2030 deadline. So we're moving forward with that, and it's all on track to be ready and done at the beginning of 2029 is when we'll be opening. They meet regularly with the managers of the departments. So like the lab manager and radiology and all the people that are involved in the day-to-day and know how all their processes work and stuff. So we're making sure that the facility we're designing is really going to improve the processes and healthcare that we're able to offer. So it's going to be extremely incredible once it's finally built.
The project remains on track.
It is, yeah. We are still on track. The cost has gone up. So there's a few points during the design process where they do like a cost estimate. The committee is working closely to make sure that it's not, you know, getting so expensive that it's not going to be doable for our community.
Brown stated that local-run healthcare is more important now than ever.
As we're kind of seeing some of the hospitals up north being like Providence getting bought out, and now their headquarters are way out of California, you know, out of Humboldt County, and how that affects the healthcare that they're offering when the people that are running it are so far removed. And that's something that's really different about Soham Health, is that we're locally run. You know, our governing board makes all the decisions about what happens here, and all the people offering healthcare live in the community and know we're all really connected. So I think it's becoming more and more rare for healthcare facilities to be run that way, but it really gives us a lot of ability to pivot and find out about something that needs to happen in the community and respond quickly. Those are some of the things that I think make Soham Health really unique and really just kind of special compared to a lot of healthcare facilities around the state and country.
Though the hospital facility is slated to move to the Sproul Creek campus in 2029, seismic upgrades are currently being completed on the current hospital that will become an expanded nursing facility.
We're really excited about that, because that's going to make it so that after we construct the new hospital, our long-term plan is to keep the skilled nursing unit in that building and expand it to more people. So doing this upgrade is going to allow that building, the life of that building, to be extended.
For more, go to sohumhealth.org. Reporting for KMN News, I'm Lisa Music.